Well, I would think it's much like, I'm sure, the government's position must be with respect to UFOs. Whether or not UFOs exist, one thing we know for sure, and that is our government is testing very exotic new aircraft that are frequently mistaken for UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
So having ufologists out there and having UFO reports from the government's point of view must just be a real bonus.
Well, in the UFO business, it probably does actually help. You know, it helps to confuse people as to what may be real and what isn't. Because you're right, there are all kinds of interesting and exotic aircraft out there which the government would just rather we didn't know about yet.
So, from a government's point of view, why dissuade some poor soul who thinks he just saw something from Venus?
Exactly. Of course, there is another side to that story. I was once speaking to a friend of mine who works at the CIA, and in a sense is the real-life Mulder from X-Files, the person who is given the crazy things to track down.
Really?
One of the things that he was looking into, and I have to preface this by saying I don't know very much about the UFO field. That's not my area. But I speak to people who are knowledgeable about this. And so I asked him, what does he think about UFOs, given that he's had the opportunity to investigate? He pretty much dismissed all of it as it's our stuff, basically, with one exception. And that was the exception having to do with cattle mutilation. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had never even heard about the cattle mutilation business. I assume that your listeners will know about it.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, so he was on a number of quick reaction responses to calls for something is funny happening with the cattle.
Yes.
And, of course, the reason why the CIA and others got involved is because the farmers went to their senators, and the senators went up, and then, you know, the message came from on high, go figure out what's going on here because you're making some cattlemen angry.
Mm-hmm.
So to make a long story short, whatever is happening with some of the cattle mutilations, it looks like it is a real phenomenon. It's not just predators doing their thing.
Many times, Dean, there have been reports of eyewitnesses seeing cattle actually rising to craft, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're being dumped, and, God, the story is Linda Moulton Howe covers this in great detail frequently. No one's ever caught.
Right.
Ever.
And the important point here is the people who investigate and get there very quickly do not know what it is. And you can imagine that if it were common knowledge, the people who you would hope would know what's going on, people who can get there quickly and have spy satellites and all methods that can be used to figure it out, and they cannot, that would be somewhat disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simply easier for the mainstream message to be, well, there's nothing to it, just so that we don't disturb people.
Do you have any thoughts on what might be up with it, any of that, by the way?
Well, my own sense is that we're not dealing with ET in the sense of hardware, you know, or even with extraterrestrial intelligence. Instead, my own bias here is because I tend to take a psychological view of these things,
mm-hmm.
is that the distinction between the subjective and the objective is nowhere near as clean as we usually think. That there is something like an imaginal world. It's the world that's living in between the subjective side, or, you know, the world inside your head.
Yes.
And the objective, which is the world outside your head. There's a middle world, the imaginal world. That world sometimes actually manifests. And so what it has to do with cattle mutilations, I have absolutely no idea.
But it could, I guess you're suggesting it could be a manifestation of this portion of the mind?
It could be something like a collective mind, or maybe individuals' minds that are manifesting in a physical way, but only quasi-physical.
Huh.
See, and the reason I say this is based on 50 years of laboratory experiments, which show that there is a relationship between what goes on inside your head and what goes on outside in a direct way.
What are some of the greatest examples of any physical manifestation of the mind that you can name?
Well, rather than saying specific experiment, I think it's actually more persuasive to talk about classes of experiments.
Okay.
So the one of the classic experiments we have are intention, mental intention being directed at random events. An electronic circuit creating streams of random bits.
Man controlling machine.
But directly, through the mind. And the hypothesis is actually very simple. It assumes that mind and matter are complementary in the sense that they're like two sides of the same coin. They're different than each other, but they're linked in a very solid way that makes them go together. So under that model, that hypothesis, if the mind becomes very quiet through meditation or through high attention or something that makes the mind quiet, then the hypothesis says, well, maybe the matter side will also become quiet. So if we think about this from a like an internal body state, if you sit down to meditate and your mind is all agitated before you settle down, your body actually tends to be agitated as well.
Right.
After a while, your mind begins to calm down, and your body becomes quiet. So, by analogy, if mind and matter are linked, then if you have somebody sit down and meditate and they become extremely quiet, both inside their mind and their body, then perhaps in the vicinity, you will find that physical systems that are not connected to the person will also become quiet. The way we test that is with randomness, because it's very easy to detect when randomness is no longer acting quite as random.